first question is, what is the one thing I still want in the world? Will the artist please stand up? Who is it? Where are you? Every time, every meeting, he brings me something incredible. A t-shirt with my past lives. Today we have a scripture and a 46 Lincoln Continental in stained glass. I mean, that's quite something. The only trouble is, by habit, you let go of everything you want as you want, the wanting goes up, so that I might have just disappeared the Continental. Let's see. I still want the Continental resist. Oh, I hung on to it. Boy, I got scared there for a second. He goes, illusion is, if you don't want it, you won't get it. You know what I mean? That wanting it is what gets it for you. So the way I prevent it is I keep wanting it, which prevents it from happening in my life, and then I won't be attached to it. In talking about spiritual work, there's some things I think about, you know, that I should have said. One is, when you get into a, it's like the energy of spiritual work keeps getting stronger and stronger. Finally, one decides to really go for the final run, you know what I'm saying? What that really consists of is a fixity of attention, a relentless staying with it. Let's see how I'm not expressing that correctly verbally. Some people say, well, I've done spiritual work on and off for 30 years and I'm still where I was. Well, they meditate a little there, they pray a little there, they go to a workshop there, they hear a speaker there, they read that. It's all sort of sporadic. Huh? That's all right when you have time. Let's say you're quite a bit in the world and you're accumulating data that you know you're going to use at a later date. Certain understandings, certain comprehensions come about. But then there comes a time when it means to do whatever practice you're doing without exception all the time. A very high stake can arise in temporal time, rather brief, if one is committedly persistent. The devotion to the truth becomes overwhelming. The love for God pulls you. It isn't that you're driving it. It's now you're being pulled by your own destiny. By one's own karmic commitment, let's say, you've chosen the ultimate destiny. Now that begins to pull you and attract you. It isn't that you're being driven by it. It's being that you're being pulled by it, because that's your destiny. My guess would be that's the destiny of everyone here, otherwise they wouldn't be here. Then comes a time for becoming really very serious about it. At that point, let's say you use the technique that I used the most, was surrendering and letting go everything at the very moment it arises, so that what arises in consciousness is like a wave. It's like 1/100th of a second it's coming. It peaks and then it leaves. So the letting go-ness is at the peak of it. So that one is constantly like floating over the waves. In other words, all these thoughts begin to arise and you intuit their intention of you, and you already release that intention, surrender everything to God. So this becomes continuous, non-stop. I remember trying to let go of a severe attachment, and for 11 days I sat and did nothing but let this go. Every thought, every feeling, every memory, everything, as it arose, was surrendered. See, because the energy behind some thoughts is accumulated through many lifetimes, the grief that you feel when you lose a member of your family now is not just due to losing them, this person, here and now. It's from all the deaths of all the lifetimes accumulated as an accumulation of energy. So when you begin surrendering that, you may pull up a major one that's accumulated through many lifetimes.